Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Friend Zone. Guy Montgomery is, he's blowing out, as we would say, in my friend circle.
I'm having a real rough go of it, guys. I'm actually okay, but it is raining lots here in Melbourne. Like, if you leave the house, yeah, you're going to get wet.
That's how we know he's not from there, folks, because he doesn't pronounce it M-E-L-B-I-N, which every local does.
No, Melbourne. And also, I don't dress for the weather. I've left the house twice, Tim. I'm on my third outfit. Can I be honest with you? This is probably too intimate. I'm tucked up in bed. I'm on
mic. Pants or no pants?
Shorts. Shorts nice. And a t-shirt.
It is 4:15 PM where you are. That's a crazy hour to be tucked up.
Oh, mate, my circadian rhythms have all gone. They've all gone topsy-turvy. I can't even talk, mate.
Are you doing a show tonight?
I am. I'm doing a show tonight.
Fantastic.
I'm going to watch some shows beforehand too. Something I love is comedy. But enough about me. Tim, I want to know about you. And if you're comfortable sharing, I'd love to know about how the family is.
Family's great. Everyone's well. I have spent the day with the gorgeous Remy and some dogs.
Dogs.
Not just my dog, Rufus, but another dog also named Tui.
Rufus and Tui, from memory, these two are thick as thieves.
They get on. This is my former housemate's dog. So Tui is the same breed as Rufus. And when Tui was brand new, she grew up with Rufus. They're like siblings.
Can I pause?
Yeah.
Are we recording this?
Oh, no, but we are off board, so. But yeah, that's a good shout. I'll start doing that now. Good shout. If I left this in because I forgot to edit it out, entirely possible. So possible. I'm tempted to say I've done it. Guy and I have done our little backup record, but we're talking on a thing that lets you record in the internet, in the cloud, and I forgot to hit the button, which I have done before. So yeah, a lot of dogs, a lot of baby stuff today. Nothing frightfully interesting, Guy. A lot of chores, a lot of housework. Managed to nip to the park before the weather packed in. That I considered a great win. Although I did go on a streaming show today, which was a lot of fun, with a legend called Clancy, who is in Portland, Oregon, who came on happening when I was doing a streaming show for a while with, from memory, some really good-ass Pokemon poems.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fun. The internet's it's a hotbed of activity, isn't it? And it's all for the good. It's never for the bad. That's what I love about it.
There's a lot of good happening out there, you know. There's a lot of people just fucking messing about, having a good time, not hurting anybody, just having a hang, having a chill with their friends.
Have you had any...
which we're doing now.
Any belly laughs lately, Tim? Any sort of moments in time or in life that have really tickled your pink?
I have, as of maybe 48 hours ago, started watching The Righteous Gemstones. What a treat. Oh, yeah. What an absolute treat. Really hit the spot in terms of it. I was like, I need a TV show. I don't watch a lot of TV, but it's like, I want a show at the moment I can like blast on, fold some washing, do some dishes, what have you. And it is just such a good show. Really enjoying
it. Friend of the podcast, the great Tim Boltz.
Tim Boltz is on there.
Positively a scene-stealing presence on there as BJ.
Yeah,
it's a
brilliant.
Really, really good show, actually. I only watched the first season. I should dip
fantastic.
Back in.
It's fantastic. I'm so stoked for Tim that he's on there. And he's brilliant in it. He's very, very funny. They're all fun. It's like, it's a really good show. Super well written. It really feels like Danny McBride fully stretching his legs, you know, creatively with the writing and everything.
Yeah. It's fair because I enjoyed Eastbound and Down, which was his previous sort of project. But I think this is probably more tonally consistent or strong.
After I finish this, though, I'm eager to embark on Better Call Saul, and I want to try and watch it really quickly so I can catch up before the show ends, so I can watch the finale in real time.
But that's nice.
It might be too soon.
Have you done Breaking Bad?
I did, but I only like finished it quite recently.
I've not seen a single episode. People love it though.
Yeah, man, best television show ever made, some say.
People say that about every TV show.
No, that one's legit, though. Some people say that for Game of Thrones, but they don't mean it. But people do say it for Breaking Bad and do mean it.
And they friggin' well mean it.
So if you could sum up your Melbourne International Comedy Festival run in six, count them off, guys, six words, what would you pick?
I'm having a lot... Like, so, I've run out.
Could have gone of fun. Having a lot of fun.
I know. I was trying to do a gag, but my brain's still waking up. I'm having a lot of fun, Tim. It's been a pretty crazy time, to be completely honest. Very fortunate, I feel, to have experienced and recovered from COVID-19 before coming over here.
Mm.
It is the unspoken guest of the comedy festival. Like, people's runs have been, you know, they've had to pull a week of shows and stuff as people catch it throughout the
our friend Mal Bracewell got struck.
Mal Bracewell got it. Yeah, so that has been our friend Tom Walker. So really fortunate in that respect. I'm enjoying doing this show. I've had some great fun seeing friends and having meals, and it's been, for me, overall, the whole experience has been so positive, so life-affirming. Chelsea came and visited for 5 nights.
Hell yeah, brother.
Our first holiday outside of the country since the pandemic, and like, I booked us a hotel for a few nights, had a really good time. Honestly, loving it. Having a wonderful time. One more week. Really looking forward to coming home as well and sort of returning to some semblance of normalcy. Mm. I'm just like always... a bit tired because you just your body clock shifts and you're always slightly off balance with your rhythm.
You watch yourself out there, mate. Well, I'll tell you what, relax into your bed. Let me read you a little bedtime story from our friend John.
I'm gonna shut my eyes for this. I'm gonna yawn too.
Very cool. So what we're doing, folks, is now a couple of people recently have joined the Patreon, and I appreciate it, but I'll tell you what, not the thing to do at the moment because we are on Substack these days. We've just moved house for our premium content. The new house is number one Substack Avenue, Substack, Substack land.
Yeah, and the postcode is substack.com.
Mm-hmm. Twiwet.substack.com. It'll take you there to the page. So John has written to us in August of 2020, so this is a time travel. Actually, this is quite weird that this one's unread. Maybe I've read it already, because it's like coming up 2 years old now.
I like that.
For the friend zone, hello, gentlest of gentlemen, the gentle boys of the century. Quick question, how do I convince my fiancé to name our first child Zebulon? It's technically a family name from centuries past, but obviously it's a pretty wild mini. She is not big on it, but I think we can get her there. Love all your shit, John.
Well, seeing as this is a 2-year-old message, we are to believe that the child is presumably born, not coming from a place of hard information, more just intuition. And so, really hard to know.
Zebulon.
whether or not there's another Zebulon in the world, or you went with something. I feel like the compromise is often, we'll sign off on the first name with something slightly more traditional, and then you can pop Zebulon in the middle there for occasional use. So, don't know what to say there. Maybe, you know, maybe the first one you hand it over and they're called Craig or something, and then that sets you up. The second one you can say, we'll build our confidence up. We've got a head full of steam. Let's do something a bit silly. Let's have a bit of fun with it.
Yeah, mean. Love that. Zebulon. It's strong.
It sounds like a Framulon, which is like an indent at the end of some, it's a production company ident or something at the end of a show. Shall I read this, Tim?
Isn't that the little bridge of skin in your penis?
That's your frenulum.
Oh, it's close.
Yeah, and I know all about that.
The frenulum zone.
That's right. It's that little bit of... Anyway, Frostiest Fellas, Ty and Gim, long-time listener, recent Patreon subscriber. I'm so deeply appreciative and sorry for your excruciating, relentless, headlong run down a blind hole. Your sharp wits and poor judgment have been a near constant companion and a real joy. My journey with the pod goes season 2, season 1, season 4, My Week with Cats, Do More Killionaire, and then season 3, which I've just finished off by watching the film with the first DIRCOM. I want to pause this just to bookmark it, Tim. Bring up My Week with Cats or Andrew Lloyd Webber after we've gone through this message.
Okay.
I want to deposit a little beat you all might have missed with the Fuck Boys. What incredible timing considering that we've just spent a bit more time with them again. It comes near the... It comes near the end of the flick when Zaccoli starts working in earnest on his utterly nothing track. There's a passing shot of Zephron at the beach, and there's a ship out on the water. I was immediately seized with the shocking truth that this ship is just one in a huge navy that has been waiting just offshore, threatening to invade and bombard the valley and all sushi therein. With this revelation, the film takes on a new tack. All of the incredible flailing and reaching for experience and meaning that would normally be called a bad story with almost no plot is really just a handful of youths trying to squeeze any amount of joy or distraction from the impending invasion. This would do very well to explain why approximately 2,500 throbbing youths would stand in a hot, dirty parking lot with absolutely no music, waiting for some schmuck to come plug in his collapsible sword, as given by the sentimental James Reed from The Feelers, to then be assaulted by said schmuck just yelling nonsense into a mic. They have very little time left to live and have already, and en masse, given up. For some reason, if you actually read this out loud to other people, say my name, you absolute monsters, Paddy from Nye, which I believe represents New York.
Yeah, I'd say so.
We're treading back over terrain that this is top of mind for us. As
certainly.
The last thing we did together was a little bit of We Are Your Friends as friends.
We Are Your Friends, actually.
That's true.
Which you'll only know if you are supporting us on Substack because it's a premium episode.
Yeah. And you premium dickheads gave us two screenings back to back to discuss. And
I might just put that one out though because, like, fuck, man, the people got to know. You know? The people got to know we watched it twice. The
punishment was too painful to just.
We've got a lot of premium content coming out soon. Maybe we share that one with the world. So, what is the theory here that there is an enemy naval force?
I guess it's that all of the movie, everything that we see is not necessarily what we are supposed to pay attention to. It's not the it's all just backstory, grounding, context for a more militaristic kind of naval film, I guess, and we're just watching people while away the last of their freedom. Does that elevate the value of the film, Tim, do you think?
Yeah, it does. One way to look at it is the frivolity of youth when being met by the impending sort of unstoppable nature of death. But the other is a beautiful celebration of the human spirit in that when you are facing down the ultimate bummer, which is a warship, armada from an unfriendly nation, there's only one thing to do. round up 532 hotties, bring them in the club for at least $6 a head, and make sure your friend gets the 11 p.m. DJ slot. It is a side room, but still, got to make sure it's at 11.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be at 11. You've got to get someone else to warm up that crowd.
Then you got to make sure that you've got some Vine stars in the club. Sell them some drugs. Do some drugs yourself. Give too many drugs to Skrill. Spoiler alert, motherfucker took too many drugs. He's dead now.
Yeah, but I'd sooner die at the hands of too many drugs amongst those I love the most than at the hands of a foreign armada trying to initiate some sort of hostile military takeover of the valley. I forgot what I was going to say.
It was about cats and Andrew Lloyd Webber.
All that to say, I am doing a radio, like I'm on some sort of breakfast radio show here in Melbourne the next morning, and I just got tagged in the promotional materials by the radio station, and you will never guess who one of the other morning guests on the breakfast radio show is.
Hey.
ALW.
It's not him, though, is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Not
Why would
in person.
He be on Australian breakfast radio?
I suppose one of his musicals is probably being mounted in,
are you
in
serious?
Melbourne or something. Deadly. Like, we're in the same promotional materials. You can look at it on my Instagram right now.
You know
I can't
what?
Believe it.
I am going to do that. It's fucking crazy stuff.
Instagram,
do you know the radio?
Twitter.
Oh, Instagram, you said. Do you know what radio station it is?
Nova. But if you just go to my story, you'll see it.
Story? Can I do that on a computer? Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah, just click on it, yeah.
Not this thingy. Not this thingy. Not this thingy. Not this thingy. Is this it? Oh, it's on Nova. Nova 100. I missed it. I blinked and I missed
that
it.
That is unbelievable. You really did blink and miss it. But he's in there. Like, I'm doing it with him. So they contacted me. They said, have you got any talking points? And I sort of sent through a pretty boring list of stuff. And then I saw the materials. I saw Andrew Lloyd Webber was there. And I messaged. I said, look, I don't know if you guys are comfortable asking me about this, but I've spent quite a lot of time with some of Andrew Lloyd Webber's material recently.
Dude, why the fuck is it? And first of all, they haven't used his honorific because that guy got knighted, okay?
Damn right he got knighted.
You need to respect that. But they haven't put Sir. They've just put
Do you
Andrew
respect
Lloyd
knights?
Webber. Not all. Not universally.
What do you think about Knight John Key?
Take it off him.
Where do you want to put it?
Wherever. Put it in my asshole, man.
Yeah, nice.
Our former prime minister. There's something pretty ludicrous about, like, prime ministers getting them. It feels very self-congratulatory.
Yeah, well, like, it's like, we know you did that job. You're kind of, down in history as someone who volunteered to...
You can chill. Yeah. I really can't think of any reason why he would deserve a knighthood myself, but that's just one man talking. And here's
Services
another
to
man.
Bloody ponytail pulling, am I right? Okay, so it's a satirical podcast just for that moment.
We've got some very good, hot New Zealand political takes from 2016 to share with you all. But we're going to take a break from that to read this message from our friend. Okay. This was on March 17. Okay, it's been a few months. Let me read the last message. Oh, I really don't know if this one's been read, and it is girthy. 2nd of Jan. Hope this is the right place to send messages. Apologies that it's a long one. Feel free to read my first name or call me whatever. Brackets, he, him, and abridge this message however you like. Parentheses, anything in parentheses is not necessary for friend zone. At the reader's discretion. As you can see, everybody, I am clearly sight reading this message, which has come with instructions. So here we go. Howdy do to the frostiest of fellas, Guybo and Tim Tim. Started yours podcast just a few months ago, after the annual return of Death Blart helped pull me out of the dark hole America's COVID situation has kicked me into. Got a new job, new lifestyle, and your public descent into madness is now an integral part of it now. So I decided to pony up and pay the boys with the sweat of my brow each month. I work as an online shopper at a big chain store, so my shift starts super early. I'm fast walking for nearly all 8 to 9 hours, and the holidays knock me the fuck out. But thanks to the insane journeys and wonderful friendship you two share with the world in one earbud, my shifts have been extremely bearable, if not even a little fun.
Oh my goodness.
I'm focusing on the Emmanuel season for now, and I cannot describe to you the mix of mania and fear that fills me whenever I hear a customer ask me a complex question in one ear and the loud trumpeting cry of the boner inspector, or the phlegmy grumbling of Mr. Lazenby's agonized erection in the other.
Oh, can I just take a moment to commend the just that little run of words in that sentence? That was really satisfying. Was it phlegmy grumbling of Mr. Lazenby's agonized erection? Is a very
beautiful bit of writing, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's some parentheses here, but I'm choosing to read them because I refuse to read ahead. I am almost glad for the mask I must wear in those moments, as it covers what must surely be a wide, stupid grin. Not at all an appropriate answer for when the customer asks me where the beans live. Where did the beans live? So this person is listening to the podcast while fielding questions simultaneously.
It seems crazy.
It's pretty cool. It's
like, it feels like reading a book and listening to a podcast at the same time.
The shift I just finished was a doozy in more ways than one, and a decision I regretted almost immediately. I pulled an all-nighter straight through a New Year's Eve party into my shift this morning. In preparation, I deviated from Emmanuel and went back to some of your DIRCOMs from days of yore, the Batman and Robin Deciders Club, then Season 4, Episodes 25 and 26, the Shikshi Shitter Uno 5-hour Insane-a-thon, followed finally by a random ep from later that same season. The extended play style ramblings guided me through the store and kept my eyes awake as I began to struggle with the effects of being awake for going on 36 hours.
Oh my God.
4-ish hours of sleep spread around there somewhere. Stumbling through the empty aisles like a Cesar Romero zombie, occasionally chuckling at a choice and frosty goof. When I had the 5-hour DIRCOM, though, stuff started getting weird. I had no prior knowledge of the movie's contents or story, so you guys discussing the idea of New Year's in depth took me aback, as I had just lived it. When Rufus bit Tim, I dropped something on my foot and exclaimed at close to the same exact moment. When Guy began describing the mess in his former apartment from 10 years prior, I was cleaning up a stinky mess myself, and the name Guy, improvised in a moment of delirium, was my first name. Weird, wild stuff. Then, as the shift came to a close, I realized the random last ep I had downloaded was 29 of Season 4, entitled Arise the Frosty Boys. Your exhausted energies completely matched my own, especially with Guy having woken up to watch Shikshi Shitty 1 around the same time of morning my shift had started. So it felt like we were inhabiting the same headspace, and I really felt for you guys in a super serendipitous way. That is the magic of this podcast for me, boys. You all have put yourselves out there so much and for so long, and it makes the show itself inherently endearing as well as hilarious. And then I began to compose this message to you in my head, and I heard the origin of the Frosty Fellas and took it as a sign that I must send it as soon as I got home. And so now here I stand at my computer, shout out to standing desks, in my underwear, ready to collapse into bed once I hit send. Just wanted to let you know that really does money I spend on something mean as much to me as y'all's podcast does. It helped me through a rough patch and kept me going on. Happy Gregorian New Year to both of yous. Sloppy hugs and warm kisses. Andy.
Bloody gorgeous, Andy. Thank you for that. And Tim, well read.
Thank you.
That's the first time we've come across that message, I'm confident. There's probably
fantastic. Well, you're going to take part two, because that was from Jan the 2nd.
Screaming at us that we've read it before, but I believe we haven't. And now I will take the postscript, which says, okay.
Well, hold on. Give us the date, Guy. It's March
17. 17. That represents March.
You got it.
All the
you got it, baby.
Dinguses out there. Okay, it's been a few months. I had a follow-up statement. Cooking, lying in wait. I had a follow-up statement cooking. Lying in wait for you all to read the first message. Then in the last friend zone, 145, you all literally spelled out and acronymized my God-given first name and said not to wait for further points questions, obviously a sign for me to ask away. After listening to nearly all the rest of your content available, still working at season 3, saving it like a rare steak, my favorite format thus far has been the My Week with Cats approach. Obviously, it's not replicable back-to-back, and movies with less stimulation than Cats might be nightmarish at that pace, not to mention the economical impact My Week with Cats had due to paying for movie tickets every single time. That, as well, is not sustainable. But if you, the Frosty Fellas, are willing to clear your calendars and go nuts like 1 week a month or 1 week every 2 months, that amount of content could sustain you through a long stretch of uploads, and you'll seem to come out of the other end of My Week with Cats with a comprehensive understanding of the film without a totally nauseous reaction to it. Just one listener's thoughts. Also, I know Podcast in a Tree was a hassle to produce, but it stands as some of my favorite podcasting I've heard watched to date. It is my comfort food or listen, platonic handshakes, and longing stares, which I would argue is almost a downgrade from the sloppy hugs and wet kisses.
You don't have to compare the two.
Andy. I appreciate it, Andy. Bloody good on you, mate.
Man, speaking of hard things to produce, Kellionaire, we'll see if that was the bloody juice was worth the squeeze on that one. I suspect probably not. What a wait.
Wow. That's an exciting prospect.
I'm keen to do another podcast in a tree style thing when we get a little window to pull something funky off.
I think we should too.
Yeah. It was good. It was good fun.
It was fun. It was an enjoyable product. It was a relaxing thing to listen to. We would also earn the right to broadcast ourselves enjoying ourselves.
Yeah. And it had video. It had a video component. That's why it was so hard and took so long. And
video.
It's the whole point. You do these hard things so that you learn how to do them. And then the next time you do it, it's slightly less difficult. This is from Sam from the 19th of March via Patreon, which we're not on anymore. Well, we're not. We are, but we're not. Don't go
we're clear,
there.
What we're doing, we're clearing out the mailbag.
Yeah. We're going back to the old house to pick up the letters in the letterbox. We don't live there That's anymore. Right. On March 11th, 2022, the same day that Guy spent 5 hours watching Sex and the City 2, I defended my PhD thesis. I've been listening since my first year of grad school, and through all the PhD students who have written in over the years, I've wondered if/what I should write to you when I finish. This confluence of events was the final push for me to write in. I am genuinely curious if PhDs are more likely to listen to your show or if it's mostly confirmation bias. Either way, something about commitment to such a daunting long-term undertaking, risking your mental health with little financial compensation, definitely resonates with me. I'm also choosing to stay in academia. It is academia, right? But I've heard academia and it sounds funner.
Both work.
Like macadamia. Get rid of the M. Man, you can hear those dogs going nuts, eh?
Macadamia kind of sounds like a Matt Damon-inspired nut.
Macadamia.
Matademia.
We're out of water, but we've only got one nut left. We must protect it. Which feels analogous to your brave continuation of the podcast long after your quote-unquote final season. Anyway, I'm very grateful to both of you and your podcast, and I hope Guy recovers quickly from the novel coronavirus. Say my new and improved name, Dr. Kovaka. Kovaka. Dr. Kovaka.
Kovaka. Kovaka. Doctor, we thank you. And I agree with the parallels you've drawn. I think we are more or less, while maybe not recognized by any formal educational institution, holders of PhDs as well.
Odds on us getting honorary doctorates, Guy, awarded by an institution that is allowed
maybe,
to do it.
Maybe from Happy Madison down the line.
They can't issue PhDs, can they?
They could like give us PGAs. We could be in the Producers Guild of America.
Fuck, that'd be so sick. That'd be way crazy. Better than a PhD.
Hi, boys. That's how I walk into rooms now.
It felt like a bit of Ave Maria.
Ave Maria. I just altered my subscription after some issues with my card renewal. And for whatever reason, I don't seem to automatically access the Discord as I've been able to with other subscriptions. Is there a link I could use instead, perhaps? TwiOat doesn't appear in my Discord, both the app on my phone and desktop. It's all synced up as I have access to some other Discords via Patreon. It didn't appear on my previous sub either, but thought it might have been more of a me issue, so felt I should now check. Sorry for the bother, Rory. I will be fascinated to hear if this message is in the friend zone.
Bro, Sivo, here's the thing. I couldn't understand how to get the two things to talk to each other, and I kept going back for more, and other people have done it with no issue. But I don't know Discord. I haven't really been a Discord user. I've gone back for bites of the apple on this. Didn't really work. So the Discord is there. I don't know how active it is. Guy, you go on there, right? You jump in.
I dip in and out. Yeah, it's a good little community, actually.
Yeah, people, man. Beautiful little. It's. I feel like, you know, we put some fungi on a petri dish and then fucking bailed on summer vacation and came back and this gorgeous microcosm of life is just spread.
I've been less active recently because I've been distracted with my own selfish life, but I like to pop in and everyone's really friendly and it's like a really positive and vibrant little community where if you want to sort of pour over whatever the, you know, horse shit we've recently released is,
it's got people on there. It's on the list, folks. To figure that little sitch out better. I think it would be a good thing, Guy, for us to more regularly. We should jump in there at a regular time and have a little.
Yeah, a little party. I mean, like that's the thing. If you ever at a loose end, Tim, if you just stop by there and you say, "What's up?"
Yeah,
I mean, obviously it's better to schedule one so that people know. But like, there's always someone lurking around. It's like It feels like the early days of the internet Discord, where it's like you're stopping by in a chat room and it's a group of like-minded people. It's a really positive experience.
Lads, I got a bit overexcited. Well, yeah, so what I need to figure out, I guess, is that I need to figure out how to like get the link to everybody, because the links expire or something, so I've got to make like a permanent link and then put that somewhere for everyone. Anyway, look, this is another message that's a bit technical in nature, Guy, so I'm not going to read it out. It's just someone who needs some sorting out. So we don't need to put that on the friend zone. And then I think maybe it says we've got three messages, but I can only see one left in the inbox here. Are all three from this person? Two of them are. Do you want to read this?
Yep. Dear Tim and Guy, I've been listening since the single-digit episodes of Season 1. It's been a wonderful journey, and I've truly enjoyed everything you've done.
We're not dead.
Season 1...
We're still here.
...was a wild ride. Having heard nothing like it before, it was truly unique and hilarious. The Shining Light, The Mystery Tour, Paddy Schwartz Party Time were all amazing bits. I love Season 2, doing another sequel, but it's super long. We heard you lose your minds over and over. It got really dark and really weird, and I was here for all of it. Also, 5-Hour Energy is legitimately one of my favorite episodes. Was this the season where you both did American accents through an entire episode?
Yes.
That was another favorite.
Southern.
That's right. Season 3 was different. A shorter non-sequel picked at random movie. I think this season proved the format worked no matter what movie you chose.
Aww.
Zaccoli, the MacBook Pro box, James Reed from The Feelers, etc. All good stuff. Tim, when you sprung the fourth consecutive watch on an unsuspecting guy, it was probably my favorite moment in your entire oeuvre of podcasting.
Same.
I think it's the funniest thing I've ever experienced.
I'm there with you, letter writer. That was really good. Really good for me.
I was so happy when you returned with season 4, doing 52 watches of Sex and the City, the movie, and half the time sounded crazy, and it was, but it gave me a lot of laughs. I've also enjoyed season 5 and your other experiments, Podcast in a Tree, Doolittle, My Week with Cats, The Emergency Season. It's all been great. I love the Friend Zone episodes because it's like we're just hanging out. Hope this doesn't sound weird. You're looking for ideas, and you probably aren't. I really feel like you fellas need to consume the original Sex and the City show. Maybe just review a season instead of an episode, and you could do it weekly. I think it'll be interesting for you to go back to the original source material after seeing what it's become. Guy, did you ever do the those two back-to-back watches of Sex and the City 2? If you haven't, I think if you did a solo director's commentary while doing it, it would be hilarious. Anyways, when I started listening, I was fresh out of college, working as a bouncer and hating it. Now I'm a special education teacher and loving it. I've gone through shitty times, getting my master's degree, marrying my wife and adopting two dogs. And it feels like you boys have been there through all of it. So thank you. I appreciate it. Now, if you don't mind, please say my name like I'm late for dinner. Well, 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 if Mr. Benjamin Mark Adams hasn't decided to join us. And what were you so busy doing that you couldn't be here 15 minutes ago?
He was transitioning from being a bouncer to a special education teacher and adopting two dogs. That's a great reason to be quarter of an hour late for dinner, man.
Yeah, I hope you're happy because the potatoes are cold and Tim's already finished his dinner. So
that's true. I couldn't wait.
Such shit. You're going to be eating savory while everyone else is on sweet.
I was hungry, Benjamin.
Yeah, what is he going to do?
I'm a hungry boy.
And then there's more. Oh, here you go. P.S. The highlights of Guy watching Sex and City 2 twice is an amazing listen.
Yeah, I was happy with how that came out. That was funny, man. That was fucking funny watching you do that.
Oh, fuck,
you didn't
man.
Love it. You came in with a lot of gusto.
This whole, like, this, Benjamin, I love your message, but this whole correspondence has been like like a very painful rekindling of some of my lowest moments.
That's true. That's true. Do you feel like I am genuinely bullying you on this thing?
No more than I'm genuinely bullying you.
Okay, well that,
that is the balance of an unhealthy friendship.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Tim?
Yeah.
What's going on in your world, brother? What can you tell the people about?
Here's what's happening. I have made an entire roast tonight and an apple crumble from scratch. So I'm going to go and eat that.
With your family. I love that. I'm so happy for you. It's so wholesome. God, it's going to be such a positive experience. I want to squeeze you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, but
send my love to Zoe. I miss you guys.
But the chicken, man, I don't know about the chicken because I put it in the oven before it had fully
cooked. You were talking chicken.
That's what I'm saying. I don't fuck with chicken. So I've attempted to cook the absolute bejesus out of the thing in the oven. It's probably going to be a little bit dry, but I have been basting it. And I just pray to God that it's not, uncooked in the middle. That's what we're about to find out, Guy. This is my life now. Figuring out how cooked the chicken is. But when you come back, my life is going to return to normal. It'll be self-flagellation via cinema and a lot of hijinks, I think.
That's right. We are, this is probably off the mic, this conversation, but we're still programmed in for some hijinks this week, you and I, and a special guest.
Oh, hell yeah.
So
just say it. Let's announce it. It's called a tease.
Yeah, Shrek the Third.
We're
watching
it.
We're analysing it in the company of esteemed comedian, streamer, and all-round good guy, Tom Walker. Podcaster too, actually.
I am fucking excited about this.
I was messaging him today because we were going to do it in person. I was going to take him out for a meal before or afterwards, and then he contracted the coronavirus, and I sent him a very sheepish message today. I said, Tom, I hate to ask this of a man who's down, but do you have any interest in analyzing Shrek the Third? And Tom said, dude, I'm looking for stuff to do.
Oh, man. Hey, am I right in saying that Tom just got nominated?
You are wrong in saying that.
Okay, I'll take it back then. Well, he goddamn should have been. Tom's one of my favorite comedians in the entire world.
He's putting on his shows. He had to cancel a week, but his show Javelin, it clashes with mine, but I've heard nothing but the most amazing things. It's on at 9 p.m. this weekend in Melbourne, if you're listening to this, in real time. As are my shows. I have put on one extra show.
Oh, nice one, bro.
All the other ones either are sold out or about to. So if you'd like to join me for that, which is in a room that is too big for me, and it does appear that everyone who wanted a ticket managed to get one. So this might just be me and a handful of
I'll fly over. Stranglers. Should I fly over? I'll come over.
5 p.m. on Saturday. But if you just punch Guy Montgomery into the Melbourne Comedy Festival website, you'll see.
You'll all see. It's been great seeing you, Guy. And it'll be so nice to have you back. As you know, I've moved house recently, and we live so close together now, and yet I feel like we haven't really taken advantage of that fact yet.
Not yet had the chance. We've established through, I think, only one trip. You've probably got to go for like 3 weeks. But Tim and I are looking at sharing a local, somewhere where the lads can just head down on a cool evening and have a frosty cold one, the frosty fellas, talking about how it is and how it should be, and then we toddle back home to our lives and we get nagged. They say, oh, where were you down at the pub? And we say, oh, come on, can't I just have a drink with my friend? You know, and it all goes to seed from there. But there'll be a few times where it's a very exciting and lovely activity.
Goodbye, everybody. To all of our friends.
Podcast on this ludicrous note.
No, I wish everybody the best. I wish everybody who is being nagged out there the best, and everybody who is doing the nagging even better. Fare thee well, and catch you very soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.